When it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday. It's the day after Valentine's Day. And we hope you all got laid last night. Sex is definitely a part of Valentine's Day, wouldn't you say?
Did you get laid last night?
Well, I'm not saying.
Oh.
I don't want to discuss it, actually, but yes, I did.
I don't need to ask any more then. All right.
What about you?
I did in the morning.
Oh, wow. Well, that counts.
Yeah.
That definitely counts.
Totally.
Yeah.
I was on
morning
a plane.
Morning sex is cool.
I was on a plane yesterday, so,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. But you didn't do it on the plane.
No, we were on separate planes.
Okay.
But we had all week, so it was
yeah,
great.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
A lot of stooping there.
We had all week. It was great. Had a good trip.
Yeah.
Went skiing.
You went to Colorado.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did. We went up to...
So you ended up going to Vail and Breckenridge?
Yeah.
Oh,
went
wow.
to Vail and Breckenridge. You know, I've never been to Vail before, so I wasn't sure. I had this huge expectation for it. And I will say the village of Vail is gorgeous. It's so cute. It reminds me of, like, all German buildings, kind of. So it's like a mini Germany in a way. It's interesting. Really cute, like, village. But the actual mountain itself, I was not impressed.
Really?
No, I thought it's
actually... What were you looking for?
The runs were really short. It's like, you know, you're done in, like, 5 minutes. And you're like, I gotta get on the... You rode the lift as... More times, I mean, you were on the lift longer than you were on...
On the skis, yeah.
Yeah, on the slopes. And I was kind of like, that's lame, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't really like Vail. I mean, I guess it's like, it's cool to go to, because like everyone talks about it, and it's like cool to like go and
right.
visit, I guess.
You're just saying the skiing is not that great.
No, I didn't think the mountain was great at all. No.
Okay.
Breckenridge is awesome. That is like the best place ever. If you're going to go...
Is it like next door to it or what?
It's about a half an hour, 40 minutes away. They're related.
Oh, okay.
But Breckenridge is so much better. I mean,
really?
It's huge. I mean, there's like a couple different peaks on it. I want to say like four, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the runs are really long. So I could, you know, be on a ski lift for whatever. It depends if you stop a million times. But you like the runs could be like, you know, 20 minutes.
Right.
You know, half hour. Like they're like if you go from like the top all the way to the bottom. Like it's good, you know? So they're nice long runs and they have just like enough for all types of people. We're Vail did too, but it just was short. Like it was kinda like you know, and then
you can ski down for 20 minutes straight?
Yeah.
Really?
You could, yeah. I mean, you're going to
Wow, that's some tall mountain.
I mean, I guess you'd stop for like a minute, you know, here or there, because the trails intermerge and whatnot.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, it's a long run.
They're
pretty long.
Pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They were really good runs. So, and it was cool. There's this new app called Epic Mix, where you guys can go and download it. It's free on whatever phone you have. And what is awesome is you plug in your pass that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you go through a lift, it tracks you. Like, it tracks your pass because you wear on it. It's electronic, you know?
Right.
So anywhere you go on the mountain, it knows whatever lift you've been on.
Oh, nice.
So it knows how high up you've been
right.
to have to ski down to the next lift.
Right.
So it measures the amount of height and the amount of what you've skied down.
The distance,
yeah,
right.
So it's pretty cool. And what's also is you have photo opportunities all around the mountain where it says, like, get your epic pics here. So take a picture of you and they scan your badge and it goes into this system, which is really cool. And so what I didn't realize is that when I had signed up for my pass, or whatever, that it already had my, because I went to Tahoe, which is also part of the same like group, so it already had photos from Tahoe.
Oh, really?
And it had my stats from Tahoe. So I was like pretty excited because it has like, I mean, your day, the season, or a lifetime of all your stats that are in here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say that
Do you think it's a cool app?
It's a really cool app.
Okay.
But like, for example, on February 13th, I did 13,769 vertical feet ice skate.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so you can keep track.
You keep track. Cool. It's really cool. And like on the 12th was like 10,000 feet, so I wasn't out as long, obviously. The 31st, I only did 1,075. But it's pretty cool, like, to see how many feet you've gone that day.
Right,
like,
yeah.
That's how much I've skied
frequent
down.
Frequent miles, yeah.
No, but I skied like 14,000 feet.
That's a lot, yeah.
In one day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a lot, man.
Right?
That's a lot.
So that was pretty neat. And then you win all these, like, points. I don't really know what they are, but, like, what you get points. So I have, like, 619 points just from one day. Mm. And you get all these, like, pins. And then you can redeem your points for prizes.
Really?
I'm not really sure what the prizes are yet. Yeah. But, you know, I skied on Mardi Gras, so I got points for that. And then, like, I got this Dolly Parton pin because I was at the lift at 8:30 in the morning. So, like, you get all these, like, funny, like, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was
But you
really
had fun skiing. How was the snow? Was it nice?
You know, it was great. It was. Yeah. It snowed while that we were there the entire time, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah,
wow,
it was pretty awesome. I know.
Wow.
So that was pretty neat, like, to see, like, it snowing the whole time. And, yeah, perfect. And it was funny because on some of it, the mountain, it's it was icy, so it was, like, really packed snow, and then like the powder was on top of it, and that's how I grew up skiing. So that was kind of funny, like, oh, okay, well, yeah, anyway. But I wound up hitting a tree.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I hit the hand that was already hurt.
Uh-huh.
It popped back into place. I heard a pop.
Are you serious?
And my hand is like more movable now.
Wow.
I know, it's weird.
So it worked out for the best.
It did.
Run into a tree.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I don't even mean to run. I mean, I wasn't even doing anything stupid. Like, I was being so super careful.
Yeah.
Skiing and stuff. Like, I don't know. I guess I was kind of boring again, but whatever. It's like, it sucks because it's like, you know, a couple years ago, I was such like a crazy daredevil doing all kinds of, you know, insane stuff. And it's like, now it's like the universe doesn't want me to be. So it's like, you know, and it's
really, is that how you interpret it? That things happening to you?
And, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I have all these injuries, but I won anyway. Yeah. But I just didn't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
So.
I know, you've injured yourself quite a bit.
I know.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah. You know, it's really hard to breathe up there, too. I almost had, like, a panic attack yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's freaky, huh?
Yeah, it was just because of the height and, like, the altitude. It was just, oh, it was such an issue. I had altitude sickness.
Wow.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. So.
But you were still able to ski and everything.
I was. There were some stuff that I took, like the organic herb stuff that they had that I did take. Mm-hmm. And that helped a little bit.
Sounds
but,
true.
But, yeah. Anyway.
Wow. Well, a good thing you didn't go on a ship because did you hear about the cruise ship?
No.
No, huh?
No.
You've been totally out of touch for a week now?
I don't know anything that happened.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
There's a cruise ship that got stuck in the middle of the ocean. And the people have had to spend over a week on the ship.
Oh, I heard about this at dinner or something.
And, you know, I mean, there's no power. There's no running water. There's no nothing. People taking a shit in bags. And
why don't they just lean off the boat?
Where?
Jump off the boat.
Jump
pee
off
in the water.
Fucking boat. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Why not? I've done it.
From a ship?
No,
you
from
didn't jump
a boat.
From a ship.
Yeah, but I mean, if you jump from a
this
ship, can't you just climb back on?
No, you can't. It's like a fucking building. Have you ever seen those ships?
Yeah, I guess so.
And if you jump...
There's got to be a door.
If
I mean, for emergency purposes, there's got to be some lower level deck area where you can get out, jump in the water, swim around, bathe,
where
whatever,
the hell
and get
are
back
they
in.
Swim?
In the ocean?
Are you crazy?
Why
in the
not?
Of nowhere? No, that's,
why not?
That's why they didn't use the lifeboats either, because they were afraid for people's safety. You know, lowering the boats and... You know, and it's 4,200 people. What the fuck, man? You don't just let people jump in the middle of the ocean. They'd have a disaster on their
no,
heads.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Why?
So,
when
because.
When I go sailing
well, not everybody's
or boating,
like you, okay? So not
you
everybody's
jump in the
gonna...
water and bathe or pee. In the, you don't ever pee in the water?
Yeah.
You don't just pee in the water?
Yeah.
Hello? Fish pee and poo in there. Why can't you pee?
You crazy.
Why? 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 I'm
you can't
serious.
Get off that ship in the middle. I mean, everything's so high.
That makes no sense to me. I don't understand why I don't have a lower deck where you can just jump off and emerge. I'm not saying all the time. I mean, like, in emergency situations.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the thing is, just imagine you're going on a friggin' cruise, man, and it ends up being the cruise from hell.
What cruise line is it?
Carnival.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so I don't understand. Why couldn't someone come rescue them? Why?
Well, they couldn't because the thing is this. They were thinking of the boats and everything, and they figured it's going to be too dangerous to move everybody to another ship.
Why?
You know, because of the lifeboats and everything. I guess they're saying, you know, when it hits the water. I don't know. It's not like a perfect thing. But
so what are they doing? Being stuck there until the damn boat is fixed?
No, so they pull the boat to land, and in Alabama, in Mobile, Alabama, I think, is where they...
Wait, so where were they stuck?
They were stuck, like, in the Caribbean somewhere.
Wasn't there a closer island?
No, there was nothing. Nothing was close. They could have either have gone to, I don't know where, or back to the United States, you know, so... Mm. They came back here last night, and I can't wait to hear all the stories. I mean, shit, you know? You have pregnant women. You have sick people. You know, it's like they've got a fucking disaster on their hands. You know?
They're going to be sued for a lot.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They're going to be giving a lot of free trips.
They already decided they're going to give a lot of compensation to the people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Refunds, whatever, you know. But some people were kissing the ground, you know. I would too, man. I would like, you know, I would freak out.
How long were they stuck there?
About a week at least, I think, since Friday, maybe. Yeah.
I heard they were getting in, like, massive fights over the food and stuff. See, this is why you bring your own food on trips.
Yeah, but you go on a cruise, there's so much food. Who's going to bring their own food, you know?
Well, for reasons like that.
I don't think anybody planned on that.
I just don't want anyone ever, you know, yelling at me ever again for when I bring my own snacks and waters and juices and massive amounts of things on trips, because I do that.
Who yells at you for that?
I'm just saying, I people look at me weird. I bring all kinds of stuff usually.
Really? Like on the plane?
I'm the girl that has like 5 juice bottles.
Oh, okay.
Like yesterday I was late and I didn't have time to go and get like, I have to go to the store normally and get like water and apple juice and orange juice, maybe like cranberry or something, maybe a Gatorade on top of it, and put it all in my bag so I can drink it on the plane. You know, because I don't, you know, they take like 20 minutes to even serve you drinks. Sometimes half an hour, 40 minutes. It's annoying. I don't want to wait on them. I'm thirsty. I want it now.
A lot of people take stuff on the plane with them.
You know? But I have to have all of it.
You have to have all of it.
And then I usually bring like, you know, a couple bananas, maybe a fruit cup.
Okay, that's
maybe yogurt.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. That's just on a plane, knowing they're going to serve you anyway. If I'm on like a road trip, oh, forget it. There's like a cooler.
Really?
Usually, yeah.
Well, we have a phone call. I guess we're waiting for a guest. The time just flew. So let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. This is J.D. Collier from Spider.
Yes. How are you doing?
How are you?
What was your name again? J.D., was it?
J.J.
J.J.
Okay. How you doing, J.J.? Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Spider, what it is that you do, and... familiarize us a little bit with it.
They're an awesome ski line.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted to...
Yeah, good to have a fan out there. thanks, Bridgetta. We're Spider. I mean, we've been in Boulder, Colorado for more than 30 years, and, you know, sort of the top of the pyramid in ski wear and active mountain lifestyle. U.S. ski team, you know, like we're building the fastest race suit on Earth and the best ski wear, you know, as Bridgetta can attest on Earth. It's... an amazing little brand.
Now, how do you... Okay, like, the fastest ski gear, like, what exactly does that mean, and what is, like, the science involved that goes into all of that?
Well, there's a lot of top-secret stuff, of course. I mean, those guys keep that stuff pretty close to the chest, but I can just tell you, you know, it's wind tunnel time and all that, and mastering the raw materials, and, you know, we tried a lot of pretty interesting stuff over the years trying to get those guys faster, and they always tell us hundies matter, so... You know, it's a fraction of a second sometime that makes a difference between winning and losing, and these guys want to win.
That's true, yeah. So is this like Olympics-grade stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's of course, sure. I mean, the U.S. ski team is our, you know, that's sort of one of our key vehicles for promotion of the brand, and the Olympics in Sochi are coming up. So we're basically fine-tuning the race suits right now. And, and then, of course, all the grassroots racing folks, I mean, the Spider suits, that's the icon. That's the web and the bug. That's what people have seen for 30 years.
Wow. So is this how long you guys been doing this? For 3 years?
30.
Oh, 30 years. Yeah, I'm like,
more
you
than,
know, 3 years.
Fact,
that's pretty
more
fast.
More than that. It's 1977.
Yeah.
In fact, when we launched and we started, all started with a ski racing sweater with pads in it.
Uh-huh.
And has evolved massively since then.
Wow. Sounds good. Now, where do you live? Do you live there in Boulder?
Yeah, the core team is here in Boulder. We have offices in other parts of the world, too, but it's all been done out of here. So we do all our design and development out of Boulder, Colorado.
Now, I mean, I'm assuming this is, like, probably so, but I guess, like, there's obviously different ski weather conditions. There's, you know, some places in the world are way windier, some are way, like, freezing cold. So obviously you make gear for, like, certain degrees. Like, you can buy them for, like, I don't know, warmer weathers versus, like, negative whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it runs the gamut, really. I mean, we've got sort of our top of the pyramid outerwear that's technical outerwear is the White Spider collection, which is designed in collaboration with Chris Davenport, who's, you know, one of the hotshot backcountry skiers in the world. So he's coming to us with specific purpose-built details that, you know, he requires as, right. I mean, his clothing's like, it's a precision tool. It's just like his skis or anything else.
Right.
He's depending on it. So yeah, when you're at that level, it's, you know, it's sort of sophisticated layering. So you've got shells and then you've got down and then you've got Primaloft and other, you know, insulations depending on what he needs. And then mm-hmm. of course we offer just fully insulated ski jackets that have all the bells and whistles and kind of grab and go. They do what you need all the time without having to think it through, you know?
Right.
I like my gear. I was like, you know what my yeah. biggest thing is? Pockets.
Yeah. You know how much time we spent talking about pockets. I mean, that is, and it's funny because it's sort of a signature thing for Spider too. We've always been adequately geared up. And, you know, so yeah, my God, we study pockets and like you wouldn't believe it's almost funny.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been into skiing? Was that something that's a lifetime thing for you?
A personal thing for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on snow my whole life, skiing, snowboarding, you know, the whole thing. In fact, everyone under this roof lives this whole thing. I mean,
That's awesome.
You know, the people at this brand are here because they care about that, and it's rare that you get to find a brand like this that's mm-hmm. so focused and not trying to be all things. And,
right.
you know, we've built this beautiful ski wear and active mountain lifestyle. I mean, this, you know, we're in it here.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a lifelong thing for sure.
And they do have some really cool, I mean, they're really styling too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see on the website. I'm on spider.com. That's spider with a Y. And there's a lot of pictures of your products and everything. It looks pretty cool.
Well, thanks. It's quite a big line. And we have a great time doing it down here, that's for sure.
Right. And what do you do there? You're in the marketing department?
No, I'm the head of product. So I basically am responsible for the conceptualizing the various stories. I mean, like I said, it's a big collection, so
right.
you know, we're careful to sort of study each facet of what we need from men's, women's, and kids. And I've got to sort of dream it up with my team, and then we, you know, we're there along the entire process. And it's pretty incredible and meticulous, and I'm
right.
thankful to have a team that cares so much about all the little details. You have to be weird about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I see you also have jackets for kids, all kinds of equipment, and
yeah, the kids is almost like its own little world. I mean, when you look at what we do with prints and color and everything there, kids has its own specific spirit, and it's
right.
incredible. And you've got, you know, amazing levels of technical function,
right.
and then all this fun in terms of color and the prints, and again, like studying those prints and getting them just right, mm-hmm. and making them new and somehow spider every year again is like an amazing job.
Now, what would you say when you said like making them somewhat like spider? What exactly do you mean?
You mean school?
Well, that's a great
living
question. I mean, there's just sort of a core DNA within the brand that's about speed and progression. It's what we've always done.
Mm-hmm.
The brand is built on it. And so when you venture into things like kids, you know, it has to be cute and desirable and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. at the same time, we want to make sure that there's an element of that.
Like durability.
DNA in there, you
right,
know, where
it.
It's like the print might be inspired by a sort of an impossible textile or the idea of speed and motion and all of that stuff. And so that's, we always want to come back to that sort of core tenet.
Oh, that's cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So where can, obviously they can go to spider.com. That's spyder.com.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have like a Twitter and Facebook where people can like follow you and become a fan as well?
Yeah. Spider Active Sports on Facebook. And then Spider Antidote on Instagram is a really fun way to keep track of what we're doing. Because we're definitely out there, in, you know, different facets of even automotive and stuff nowadays, you know, sort of getting that DNA and that, you know, that sort of core aesthetic out there in other ways. And so between Facebook and Instagram, yeah, it's that's definitely a cool place to check us out.
Now, well,
sounds like you have a fun job to me, you know. I mean, that's to be involved in things like that, you know, it's amazing.
Now, I guess, too, like, this is a random question, and I don't know anything about this, but, I mean, I guess you guys make awesome outdoor wear for, like, being on the mountain and whatnot. Now, what about, like, if you're doing, like, motocross or other mountain type of sports, do you guys design any gear for them? Or are you looking to?
No, we don't do that. Right now, the focus for the last 3 years and going forward is really to just focus on what we do best, and that is making sure that you've got an amazing experience on the mountain, whether you're skiing or whether you're, you know, on the way and in between, you know, that kind of spirit.
Right.
So there's the highest sort of technical level of ski wear, like I explained earlier, and then our core sweater, for example, is one of our top sellers, and it's, you know, it's a bonded fleece with this beautiful, precise knitted face bonded to basically fleece as you know it. So it's, again, it's kind of spiderizing of something that you know and something that's comfortable and easy and yet somehow tech. So we really do sort of have those bases covered from, you know, the honestly going to work. You wear the core sweater to work, we all do. And then, you know, the best of the best in ski wear. So, but it's always related to active mountain lifestyle.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
JJ from spider.com. Everybody check it out. A lot of great stuff there for skiers. And
borders both.
And borders as well, yeah. And Brigetta, do you do any snowboarding at all?
No, I'm a skier. I will not board.
Yeah. All right, JJ.
Yeah,
well,
and this is product, but everyone under this roof, you know, we've got people doing all sorts of stuff under here. It's all just all about getting on the mountain, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, JJ, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely.
And very enlightening here. And everybody, go out and get the product if you're a skier. And they, if nothing else, they look very cool. So.
Indeed, they do.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, you guys. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, I got pants that are awesome from them. And a jacket I got at Sundance a couple years ago, but yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sweet
well, it sounds pretty cool. I know, like, skiing clothes are pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
Nice colors and everything, bright colors. And
you got to have a good brand because I'll tell you what, it gets so freaking cold out there.
Yeah.
It's like if you're not wearing nice stuff, like if you don't, you got what you pay for. If you're going to go buy, you know, crappy things from like Target or something like cheap online,
right,
you're going to be freezing out there, or it's going to get wet and soak through. Mm. It's not, you know, it's not going to be good stuff. So you get what you pay for. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, you want a brand like Spider, who's been around forever and, you know, are known for having high quality stuff because you'll stay warm.
Yeah.
I love my new pants.
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
You're totally into skiing now, huh?
You know, I've always skied. Yeah. It's just been like 6 or 7 years since I've gone.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's 6 or 7 since I've gone to Colorado. No, I'm sorry, I lied. I went skiing 2 years ago and last year to Mount Baldy. I don't know what I'm talking about. I meant to Colorado. But I've been skiing since I was really young.
Yeah, that's cool, man. But I'd love to learn how to do that, you know.
You should take a little class.
Yeah.
Go to...
I will.
Yeah.
I will. What's like the best skiing place around here? Like Big Bear or what? Mammoth?
I've never been to Mammoth, although I've heard people say that it was really good. Uh-huh. I will say I liked Big Bear a lot. Mm-hmm. That's the closest. So
right,
I mean,
exactly.
Well, there's Mount Baldy that's like 45 minutes away, but you don't want to go there as a beginner.
Really?
No.
Pretty
you have
steep,
to know
huh?
what you're doing. It's a smaller mountain, right. You know, and you have to be a good skier. Yeah, it's pretty steep, and there's some really narrow areas that you don't know what you're doing. You're not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sounds
so,
good.
Yeah, go get a lesson at Big Bear.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
And I heard Mammoth was great. I've just never been yet.
Yeah.
That'll be upcoming trip at some point.
Okay.
Year.
Okay. After you've been to Colorado, I bet every place is not as exciting, huh?
You never know. They all have their own cute little ways.
Yeah.
You know? Tahoe was great, too.
Yeah.
But Breckenridge is definitely the best, I think.
Your favorite, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Full show.
Okay.
But anyway, I also got to go dog sledding.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
I was really excited. We actually went yesterday on Valentine's Day morning, which was really great. And yeah, it was really cool. It's like they had 8 dogs, like those, what are they called? Siberian Huskies, I guess what they're called.
Right.
And there's eight of them that are, you know, like two tied up each. So there's four rows of two.
Right, exactly.
And it's so funny because when they're sitting there, they're like, how, like howling. And then as soon as we go, they're like so happy, like happy dog, happy dog.
Really?
And if we stop to switch drivers, they start whining like,
They want to keep
moving.
They
just want to keep moving. It's so funny. I was told that they need to run between, depending on which type of breed, between 60 and 90 miles a day.
Really?
They need to stay in shape, huh? That's just how hyper they are. And
wow.
For those that own those type of dogs, and I do have a friend that owns one, they're not meant to stay in a house or an apartment. They need to be run a lot. They don't run the animals, you know, that many miles or anything, but, you know, they are in the natural wild. That's what they do. They need to be outside. They need to be running. They don't get cold. They like to bury themselves in the snow, like just to go
down. Really?
They actually eat the snow as like water. They don't usually drink a lot of water, they were saying, if it's in those temperatures. They just eat the snow, which is interesting. I thought it was funny. And they were rolling around eating snow, and like one of the dogs was like burying himself in my armpit. I'm like, what are you doing? It was funny. But they would like just howl and howl until you go. They were like irritated that you stopped.
Right.
It was so funny.
Now, is there someone driving it, or do you guys?
We take turns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't need a guide or anything.
There is a guide who's in front, and the guide has a snowmobile attached to a sleigh.
That's what I thought. Right.
And so everyone waits up there, and he looks behind. Right. And then there's eight dogs, and then a sleigh with, you either sit down or you can stand up and drive.
Right.
And so we took turns. One of us was standing and driving, and the other was sitting.
Uh-huh.
And then we would swap, and another couple would come in and do it. So then we would go sit in the main sleigh and like keep switching. So it was really cool. But it was just so funny when we would switch drivers and switch couples to go into there. The dogs were just like,
really?
Let me go. I don't want to be here. And start whining and howling. And it's like, it was so funny. So it's like anyone that thinks that it's like some kind of animal cruelty, it's not. Like you're crazy.
They love to do it.
They love to do it.
Right.
And it's
The same with horses, I think, too.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what nature's made them to do.
It makes me so sad. Like, there's horse farms around where I live, and it makes me so sad to see these horses locked up, you know, in these stalls pretty much all day. And they do go running in circles, but it's like you're running in a circle. Like, horses don't. I mean, that's boring. That's just sad life for them.
Right, yeah.
You know, running in a circle in a stupid, like, you know, literally. And they do. They put them on those poles that, you know, they can walk in a circle for an hour or 3 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And I get they get exercise, but how boring is that when they're used to being free and running everywhere?
I know.
I
don't think animals get bored, you know, but I think that definitely they need to
It's sad.
Yeah, they need to have a lot of room to run and stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
And these dogs, like, they're treated like, I mean, they're so cute. They're so cute.
Really?
Yes. They're adorable.
Like stuffed animals, huh?
They did look like stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And their eyes, you know, they always had the one blue eye.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gorgeous.
They're beautiful dogs. Yeah.
Anyway. So I heard there was some weird meteorite that crashed in Russia
In Russia, I was just going to bring that up.
I was told
we were talking about huskies, Russian huskies.
I was told in the parking lot. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it until...
Yeah, I know Carlos is concerned with
it.
That's the first thing he told me, too. He's like, what if it happens here, you know?
God.
But I guess a meteor blasted in Russia, injuring about 1,000 people.
Now,
which is a lot.
Where it landed in some, like, where? In a town?
No, I don't think so. I think it was, well,
I'm trying
maybe
to analyze
a village
this.
Or something.
I'm trying
I know.
To, like, picture it.
I'm trying to analyze it, too, but I don't quite get all the...
So how big was the meteor?
Yeah. It was pretty big. You know, it was sort of like...
How many meters?
I don't know. They didn't really measure the fucker. What do you want me to tell you?
Because I'm trying to get an idea of how many meters, miles, whatever it is.
It says the meteoroid entered the atmosphere and then it shattered into fragments. So I don't know how big those fragments are.
So those fragments blasted all over the place. So it wasn't like one big hit. It was like
Well, it wasn't one
everywhere.
Big hit. You know, it was like a fireball. And I guess it wasn't a city or something because they're saying 3,000 people, 3,000 buildings have sustained damage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fireball damage or just from the impact?
Like broken glass and things like that, you know?
Okay, so I have this weird theory.
Yeah. What's the theory?
And, like, I mean, this is, like, probably, this sounds stupid, but, okay, so you don't really know what really happens. Do you realize that we rely on the news and they rely on the government to actually tell us what happens?
No, not so, always on the government. No, they can be there.
NASA's not going to release anything because they're government owned unless the government, like, says. So basically, if the president was like, if it was some kind of weird alien attack, like, aliens have these guns that are like fireballs and they decide to like come blast you, right? Do you think the news is actually going to release that? No. People would freak out and panic everywhere. Do you think the government would allow that to happen? No, especially in Russia,
yeah,
because they control everything. And Russia has one of the most controlled space stations out in space, by the way. So whatever, they know more than anything. They're not going to hush hush. They're going to tell you it's a meteorite. So you can believe it's a meteorite. It might not be.
Yeah, so you think it's a UFO, some kind of alien?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there for a different perspective to give people a chance to think
rumors.
For a change. Since most people have no brain and they don't think outside the box, they're all stuck in their stupid little boxes and they're like sheep following everyone else. I'm just giving you a chance to branch out there and have other thoughts.
Wow, how inspiring.
Yes. You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah, but Carlos, the parking lot attendant, he's concerned with it hitting L.A., you know?
OMG. I don't think there's ever been a meteorite that big that's ever hit here. In fact, there's really tiny ones, really, really smidgen-sized. You can go up to the Griffith Park Observatory, and they've got an entire area where it's all about, you know,
really?
California, and they can show you what's landed here and whatnot. And there's, like, smidgens of small stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's going to land here.
No, we've got to worry about earthquakes.
I don't know.
Meteors, man.
Exactly. And I don't think, you know, L.A. is pissing off any aliens. Russians might.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you think it's pissed off aliens.
Come on.
An angry E.T.
But I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's what it is. But food for thought. Like, the government's actually going to tell you that, oh, by the way, you know, men in black are here. You know, like, they're not going to tell you shit.
Yeah, they're not going to tell you, but the media is not going to rest on its laurels. You
are
know
you
I mean?
Kidding
they,
me? The media,
the media
is
that's
owned
their job.
By the government.
No, they're
yes,
not
they
owned
are.
By the government.
Where, are you
in
kidding
the States?
Me? No, everywhere else. Do you know that China?
Not everywhere else.
Okay,
no, not
you know
a democratic
that this.
Country.
Oh, do you know that China? It's owned by the government. Do you know that in certain countries they do they have no idea news outside of whatever happens
yeah,
there.
Right. Yeah, like North Korea
whatever
and stuff,
they're
but
told.
Not in
exactly.
democracies.
But also in the U.S., every station is owned by liberals except for Fox, which is Republican, and everybody knows that.
That's
everybody
not
knows that.
I mean,
yes, it is.
Radio stations are more conservative than liberal. For sure.
I'm talking TV.
You're talking TV.
TV media, it's Fox is Republican and every other station is liberal. It is run by what they want, you know, to put out there. And also, if some crazy shit happened where it's like some alien attack or whatever, and the media found out, they'd be hushed in an instant.
I don't think they can.
Absolutely.
Not in a democracy.
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely. Yes,
so.
It would. Absolutely.
Okay.
Completely would happen.
Okay, well, I don't think so.
Just like they want you to believe the Pope stepped down because he wasn't feeling well.
You don't think he's burned out?
Bullshit.
What do you think it is?
Well, you saw like in the news a couple years ago or whatever, it was his assistant is in jail for something. I think it was a year and a half ago.
Yeah, the butler.
Was something in jail for a year, and you know, we don't know the whole backstory. And they're gonna hush everything. Just like the church has burned books for years so that no one else has any access to anything except for the Vatican that's all hidden underground and everything. They know everything that goes on, but they're not gonna let you know what goes on. I don't really think that he's stepping down because he's ill. I don't think that at all. I think something happened and that's their cover up. But we're never gonna find out.
You don't
we're never
think we're
gonna know.
Find out.
No, we'll never know.
That's
not
baloney,
unless someone
man.
Absolutely leaked it.
I don't think anybody can hide these things.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I don't think they can, you know? The man's old, you
okay,
know,
da
he's
Vinci
been doing
code.
His work, you know.
Sure,
yeah,
how do
da
you explain?
Vinci code, yeah.
But no, but those are based off of true stories
yeah,
and
but
true
it's fiction.
No, but it's based off of. You think the Vatican is one of the most powerful, its own little
yeah,
entity
no,
in the
pretty
world?
Yeah, no, they're secretive. I know
that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That, but,
they're not going to let you think, oh, we're sick.
But as far as the Pope, you're not going to be able to get away with it, you know, with the Pope.
Okay. I don't believe it.
Okay, well, we'll see. I mean,
maybe
if something
had,
comes up, then
maybe
you're
right. He had an entire camp of little boys in his room that he got caught with, and you think they're going to release that everywhere? No freaking way.
If he got caught with it, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Nope.
You don't think the police would release that?
No. Not the Pope, because of who he is. Because of the Pope.
So. I don't think so. I mean, it might be a cover-up within the Vatican, but the police are not going to cover it up.
Absolutely they would, because guess what? Vatican dishes out money all around Vatican City and all around
Rome.
Yeah,
but the police, you know, I don't know.
The majority of tourism comes from people going to visit the Vatican. So they're basically bringing in all that. You think that they're going to just allow that?
Yeah,
no
but
way.
People are still going to go to Vatican regardless of the Pope. Who cares?
No.
No, they're not going to go to the Vatican
if they would look at the church differently and it would become a huge... I mean, priests are just like, whatever, they're little, you know, it doesn't... Right. It matters, but it doesn't... They're not as big as, like, the main place, the holiest of holy, what they've kept, you know, forever, for thousands of years, and it's, like, the most holy whatever, you know. To this day, the Pope is, like, the main person of, like...
Yeah, of Christianity.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not gonna ever let you know if he raped a little boy. No way. No way. They'll just make him. They would find out and they'd make him step down because he wasn't feeling well. Mm. There was already something that was being covered up that we don't know about, which is why the assistant went to jail in the first place.
No, we know that. I mean, you and I, I forgot, but they used to have a very detailed information on that, you know, and. You know, whatever happens there, I don't know. Yes, they have corruption there just like everywhere else, you know, but...
It's its own little government, its own little entity.
I mean, he's an old man, you know. I would be tired at that age, too. Who wants to fucking
deal
with all this?
Most popes die in there.
Yeah.
So for him to step down, I don't think there's anyone that had stepped down in...
like 600 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah, it is odd, but I just don't think they'd be able to hide anything.
I don't know.
Not for a long time.
I do. Well, we'll find out if anyone doesn't shut up and they blab their mouth, which I hope someone does. But I doubt it, because if they blab their mouth, then, you know, they'll just be killed off, or their family will be killed off or something.
Yeah.
It's like that's where the mafia originated. Hello?
That's true.
Exactly. Don't you watch The Tudors? Doesn't anyone out there watch, you know...
The Tudors? Is that like a TV show?
Well, I used to watch that, and I used to watch... Actually, the thing that's on the Popacy is... Oh, God, I can't think of it. It's one of my favorite shows, and it just went off air, like, last year, and I can't remember what it's called. Mm. But it's on. It's like the first... The Borgias. Mm. That's where a lot of the corruption had started. No?
Okay. I don't know shit about it.
Okay.
No.
I like history.
Yeah.
A lot. So, anyway.
All right. Well, let's see. Remember that Olympic runner that didn't have legs?
Yeah.
He was running on those blades. They call him Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah. His name is Oscar Pistorius, and apparently he murdered his wife yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
His girlfriend, I'm sorry. Why, they don't know, but apparently he was, like, shaking and crying when they arrested him and stuff. You know, he faces murder charges, and everybody's, like, in shock because they're saying he's such a nice guy, all this stuff, you know. His girlfriend was, like, 29, he's 26, so, but she was a model, and, you know, I guess he had everything. I don't know what the hell his problem
is. That's crazy.
You know? But you get into domestic violence and shit, and people don't know what happens behind closed doors, you know?
Right.
And, so, you know, I mean, from such fame, you know, you go to being a murderer, and that's not a cool thing, you know? Now,
no, being a murderer is never a cool thing. It's definitely not in the in crowd. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And they're saying, you know, that this comes on the heels of the fact that, I guess South Africa is dealing with, you know, 71% of women report they've been victim of sexual abuse.
Wow.
71%. And, that's pretty sad. Pretty sad, I guess. You know, they're saying the 17-year-old girl died after being gang raped and mutilated.
Wow.
In a tiny tourist town. Wow.
That's crazy. And
yeah, it really is. You know, I lived there. I lived in South Africa for about a year in 1997. And it was a lot of people were leaving already, you know, because of the violence.
Right.
A lot of carjackings and shit and robberies and murders. I enjoyed it there because, you know, I was there alone. I didn't have my family with me or anything. So I didn't feel scared. But a lot of people were just moving to different countries because of it.
Wow.
You know, so I don't know what's going on there, why people are killing other people and shit, but that seems to be the case. And wow, you know, I mean, he's like, his life is going to change forever now.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know, I know. And yeah, I mean, can't you solve problems without fucking killing somebody? I mean, what is this, you know? People don't, just don't, it's like, oh, she didn't listen, so I fucking killed her, you know?
Yeah.
Men are so fucked up, man, I'm telling you.
I think,
you
know, it's women, not just men.
Do, but women mostly do not.
Are you kidding? What about that? The women kill their kids.
Yeah.
That's like the crazy shit.
I know, but what
women
I'm saying
are crazy. I don't say it's just the men. It's just the women, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Men do shit that, you know, that women don't. You know, they're just very aggressive and, you know, like rapes and stuff. Women don't do gang rapes and shit like
right.
that, you know. It just doesn't happen. But I guess some people fantasize about gang rape, but they, you know, people fantasize about a lot of shit.
Who fantasizes about gang rape?
No, I mean, people, you know, they watch, like, isn't there, like, porn and shit of shit like that?
I wouldn't know. I don't watch that. Yeah. You would know more about porn than I would.
Yeah, but not about beating other women and gang rapes and shit. That's not, that, I don't see that as being sexy. I don't know, call me weird.
No.
But, you know, there's a lot of ways to have great sex without getting to the shit, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was, were you ever in South Africa?
No, my parents have gone, though, a lot.
Yeah. It's beautiful there. I mean, a beautiful country and very nice people all over the place. It's just that the crime is out of hand there. And
right.
they can't live there anymore. You know, I don't know how people can make it.
And all of that, well, South Africa is a country where it's like, you're either dirt poor or you're really wealthy. There's
exactly.
no middle class.
No middle
so
class.
It's that's why it's so difficult there because
yeah.
it's there's a huge difference.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine. It's like you're either super wealthy or you're super not. So like
right.
that's got to be really hard for people who are not. So there's got to be a lot of rapes or things going on.
Yeah,
because
there
they've
is.
Got nothing
there's
else.
A lot of racial hatred
right.
and stuff because of it. And, you know, I mean, I went to a mall there in Sandton Mall in Johannesburg, and they're saying that's the largest concentration of wealth in the continent of Africa.
Wow.
Right there in that mall with all the jewelry and wow.
Mm.
You know, and that country is pretty rich because they've got diamonds, they've got gold, and but man, they've got some social problems that are not going to go away probably for at least a generation or two until
right.
people forget about apartheid and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is out there?
You heard about the cop killer, right?
Yeah, they was caught in Big Bear, right?
Right. And I still don't know. They're not saying who killed whom. If he killed himself or if they killed him, you know, so they just found him all charred and everything and they identified him all through the dental records. But,
God.
Yeah, but they don't, you know, I mean, they're saying, okay, it's him, but I still want to know who put, you know, who started the fire in the cabin.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it was the police starting it. I don't know, but that's going to be some pretty big investigation. You see, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, the government can't cover this shit up, you know? The media is going to be all over it.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think the media is controlled by the government. In some countries, yes, but not in democracies. I don't think so.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just me. Call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Yeah, thank you. So he killed a few on his way down, man. He wasn't going to go easy. I knew he was going to end up dead. It was not a question of him being alive. It's just a question of how he's going to die, you know, whether he's going to kill himself or whether the cops are going to get him. And I have a feeling he killed himself. I really do, you know. He wasn't going to go down easy. And
I don't know. Honestly, here's what I think.
Okay.
They're not going to... Okay, honestly,
uh-huh.
you go around and you kill a bunch of cops, okay?
Because
right. you're pissed off, you got fired for whatever reason that was. We don't know. And they're going to misconstrue it however they want. We're really not going to know the truth of what really happened. Because I will tell you, cops are so corrupt in L.A. We know this throughout the years, but I know it personally from a story that I was involved in where I had to actually go to internal affairs. And
really?
Several detectives were fired or permanent vacations
uh-huh.
because of the lying and the things that went missing and in our case, which I am involved
uh-huh.
in. Yes. So I personally I know a lot about this.
Right.
From what I've experienced. So I know what happens. Not only it happens everywhere, but it happens definitely in LA. Now, we don't know why he was really fired. If it was right or if it wasn't. Not saying that it's any right to go around and kill anyone.
Right.
Because that's never an
excuse. Right.
No, it's not.
Right.
But I will say, you go around, you kill several cops. It's kind of like their own club, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say you got a cabin and you're up in Big Bear and you're hiding. You don't think those cops are going to go and burn that shit down with you inside? Hell to the yeah, they are. In fact, if you remember...
That's with the whole fucking world watching.
In fact, if you remember, about a year ago... God, where was this? I can't remember where this was. It was not that long ago where the cops... It looked like they did it, and they were like, uh-huh. Oh, we accidentally did something, and they, like, we didn't mean to kill him. It accidentally went... It was, like, some weird case like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it
happens the same
everywhere.
Shit. No, the cops went in. They knew where he was. They burned the motherfucking place down with him in it. That's exactly what happened. I would do it, too.
You mean with Dorner?
Huh?
You mean with Dorner, like, this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
I mean, I've seen...
Man. They can't get away with shit like that.
They just did.
Know? They didn't.
They just did because no one else was there. And it's whatever they tell the media because no one was there. It's whatever they tell the media.
Yeah,
it's
but
whatever
there's going to be investigators releases. And shit. You know, there's
yeah,
going to be investigations.
Yeah, that are also investigators who are going to come who also had their friends that were shot down and killed by the guy.
Yeah, but
come
that's
on.
The thing.
Really?
That, yeah. Well.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I know. No. I know what you're saying, but I don't think it's as simple as that. You know, I really don't. And just like with the conspiracies, of the Twin Towers and all this shit. It's just, there's too many people involved. You know, I don't think you can ever do something like that. But, you know, what do I know? Yeah. Finally, I have a few interesting numbers on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the average person is going to spend about $130 on Valentine's Day. And, yeah, that's about right. You know, dinner and flowers and all that shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you get what you wanted on Valentine's Day?
Well, we went dog sledding.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
true, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a romantic
it
thing.
It was very romantic. It was fun. And we were together all week skiing and stuff, so we had a blast.
Yeah.
A really good time.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear. Number of roses grown for Valentine's Day, 224 million.
I was wondering that.
224 million
roses. What are, like, the biggest farms or rose farms?
I have no idea.
No wonder.
I don't know. But they're saying 51% of people buy red roses for the holiday. Did you get any flowers, roses, anything?
No, we were away.
You were away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, what would I
plus,
fly
you don't
with
expect that?
That
stuff, right?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, flowers are gorgeous and stuff, but, yeah. I mean, they die right away.
Yeah.
So... Honestly, I'd rather have a plant that lasts.
Right, the plant.
Than a flower that's going
but
to die.
But flowers have meaning, I guess. You know, people put meaning to it, and that's what it's all about.
I'm not going to not like it.
Otherwise, how would you spend like $100
honestly,
on a dozen roses?
Here's the thing. You could pick me a flower outside, and the fact that you thought about doing that and giving it to me means more to me than going out and spending money on flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't really care about all of that. I don't.
I know. I know women have expectations on Valentine's Day, and I don't like it.
We were talking about this. It's because it's not the women that have the expectations. It's the fact that they want to go and brag to all their friends of, you know, look what he did for me. Well, he did this for me. Well, he must not love you as much as he loves me because
right.
look what I got. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's so stupid, and I would say it's mostly people who work in offices who...
Yeah,
the
they want to show
all,
off the
yeah,
flowers.
And the desks are all next to each other, yeah. and you're like, look what I got this and this. Ooh, and I got this and this and this. You know, it's just...
I know, it's like everybody's gossiping.
Yeah.
Ooh, who sent this to her?
Like hair salons, and nail spas,
yeah.
and office workers, and you know what I mean? Like, especially like the catty places where like the women sit and they chat it up all day
right,
long. You know?
Right.
yeah.
yeah, that's funny, man.
yeah.
Yeah, what else? 64% of men... buy flowers, and that's a lot. That's a lot. 64% of men.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, you know how much pet owners spend on their pets on the Valentine's Day?
What?
An average of $5 on their pet.
I gave mine bones.
Did you?
Really? Yes. So I guess it was like $5 a bone per dog. So yeah.
85% of people say that sex is an important part of Valentine's Day? I guess it is, huh? 85% of
that's
people.
That's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
I guess. But I mean,
I guess
here's the thing.
It should involve sex, right?
I mean, here's the thing. Why have the expectation of it? I mean, if you're with somebody, it should always be a fun, like, event.
Exactly.
Why do you have to have a holiday or a Hallmark dated, you know, dated day? Like, this day is Valentine's Day by Hallmark. You know, to say that you care about someone or that today's a sexy, you know, sex day or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Why don't you have it all the time? You know,
no, they should have it all the time. But they make it into a holiday, you know.
This is why most marriages fail, because they forget how to, my wrist. They forget how to be loving, and like, they're so busy with their lives and crazy stuff, and they bring it all in, and they never have time for each other. Mm. If you took time for someone at least once a week, and you like had a special time with your significant other, and you know, had a romantic dates or whatever, then it's not gonna dwindle.
Yeah, that would help the relationship.
You know, you could even make it like, oh, Thursday night's date night next week, the week after is Tuesday. Yeah. It doesn't have to be the same day.
Yeah.
Switch it up.
That's true.
And
you
just because
have
it's your date day doesn't mean you can't send a nice text message or flowers or something sexy on a day that you don't even see that person.
Right.
You know.
Okay. Well, we'll see you talking 5 years from now. When you've been in a relationship for 5 years.
I've been in relationships for 5 years.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't stay the same.
It did. Of course, I was in high school. So it was totally different.
Yeah, I wish you that it'll always stay like this, you know, but it's just the nature of relationships.
It's the respect of each other.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, we got to run. So, everybody, thank you all for joining us. We're going to be off on Monday, right?
Yes.
But we'll be back in full speed on Tuesday, so join us then. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Bye!
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.